time for our children's story. So if all the little children could come on up. Got an exciting story for you. Come on up, kids.
Good morning, kids. How are you? Happy Sabbath. Come on down, kids. Do we have any old kids in the audience? No. Well, good morning. Well, good morning. They're not here. They're asleep, so okay. Let's try it again. Good morning, kids.
Good morning.
Well, that's better. That's better. Better. So how many of you don't go to school next week? Oh, okay. Some of you do, some of you don't. Well, I have a story this morning, and I'm going to get right to it. And it's about me, of course. Well, it was something that I did. How many of you ride bicycles? How many of you ride bicycles to school? How many of you rode bicycles to school? Yeah, a lot of you. Ask your parents if they rode bicycles to school. Okay, I rode a bicycle to school, and it was probably about 2 miles that I rode each day. And each day I'd get up, I'd brush my teeth, make my sandwich. How many of you like sandwiches? How many of you like a spaghetti sandwich? You never had a spaghetti sandwich? Well, I made spaghetti sandwiches, yeah. So I put it between the two pieces of bread, and I put it in my sack, and off I went. But there was something else that I bought on the way to school. I would jump on my bike. And this one is not flat. I would ride as fast as I could, and I'd pull up in front of a H&B market in Delano, and I would throw my bike down, and guess what I would do? I would run into the store, and I'd put my... Now, sometimes I only had 2 nickels, which equals what? Okay, and sometimes I had a dime, which was 10 cents, and sometimes I had all pennies. Okay? And that's what I'd lay up on the counter, and guess what the man would have on the counter for me? What's that? A Snickers bar. Wow! Man, those were good. I loved them. And every day, as much as possible, when I had the money, I would stop by the store and he'd have it sitting there right on the counter, boys and girls, for me. And I would come in and I'd grab it and throw the money down and jump on my bike and take off for school. Well, one morning I got up and I was rather late, real late. And I combed my hair, I didn't make a sandwich, and I jumped on my bikes, boys and girls. And I was, I won't say mad, I won't say mad, but I was terribly late for school. And as I was going, I had a 3-speed bicycle. And the gears would shift right here on the handlebars on my left side. And as I was riding my bike, I went to first gear, second gear, and it wouldn't go into third gear. And I got mad. And I'm saying, how come you won't go into third gear? And I was getting closer and closer to the supermarket, and so I'm going to put my bike up here. And so I put both hands, boys and girls, on the left side. I took my hand from the right side and put it on the right, left side, because I thought I needed more power to turn it into third gear. Uh-oh. Guess what happened? I turned it, and I... That's exactly what happened. I failed. Do you see which way my tire is going? Guess which way I went? Over the handlebars and into the middle of the street. Oh. But you know who was watching out for me? God. Not a car was coming because I was in the middle of the street, boys and girls. There's something to learn from this. What is it? There's a few things to learn. Always get up early and be on time, never be in a rush. And always keep both hands in the right position. There's a left and a right. Don't put both hands on one side. So when we hold on to Jesus, how many hands do you hold on to Jesus with? Both. Both hands. Don't let him go. Because if you tear your hands off of Jesus, you're going to fall. So keep your hands on Jesus. Okay? You can go back to your seats.